Om Shanti. This is the slogan of the 16th of June. Those who see the three aspects of time and the three worlds with the eye of knowledge are master knowledgeful. When Baba comes, he brings with him the most precious gift ever. And this is the first thing he offers to us very generously. He offers his intellect, his perspective, the way he sees. And he offers this Paras intellect, this eyesight, the third eye, to the whole world, to all his children. And in a simple way, Baba explains so that we can also see the full picture. First, to see the eternal home. The spiritual dimension, where Baba lives constantly and forever. For Baba, this home is his world. He is the landlord of this world. And he has reminded us that we, this invisible, subtle, star-like beings, are like him, and we also belong to the same home. And that this is where we always come back after our visit to the stage, to the theater, to the playground. So Baba gives us this eyesight, this third eye, which implies being able to see, but to see the subtle, the unlimited, the eternal, the invisible, to the eyes of the doll, of the body that belongs to the stage. And to see also means to experience. So to know the three worlds means to experience fully. And in the same way that through the senses we can know, we can experience the physical world. Through the intellect. And by practicing being in this world, a home, again, even while we are on the stage, we can know fully, we can be the master of our home. We can experience the eternal, uninterrupted, deep silence, peace of the home. But for this, no trace of body consciousness and role consciousness should be mixed. We cannot experience the home if we take the role with us. If we think about the drama, then we are still in the drama, even if we are thinking of the home. Thinking of the home has to be in an unadulterated way, which means that it has to be this eternal star-like being that has let go of any awareness of the drama, any awareness of the role and sanskaras, completely free from any pull. Then the soul is in the same home with Baba and can experience Baba in a real way, not their old thinking from the drama about Baba, but the soul being with Baba, without any filter or blockage from any body consciousness sanskara. And in this stage, the soul that now is like Baba can observe the drama, can know the drama as an eternal predestined play. With a beginning, middle, end. But from this stage, there's no past, present, future. From this space, the soul that has come out from the illusion that the drama was real. In this space, that the soul is free from his own role, completely detached, really detached from that role down there. Is able to enjoy every scene in the drama even while coming within the drama. Because this unadulterated experience of the self as an eternal, immortal, subtle actor that is eternally secure, because nothing can happen to this actor. He is beyond harm. Nothing from the drama, which is an entertainment, can affect the home or himself or his connection with Baba. In this space, with this understanding, with this experience, and with the treasures of fullness and eternal, unconditional happiness, eternal, constant, altruistic love that is not based on any role or scene in the drama, but just on the clarity that all actors are worthy of love, worthy of respect, and they themselves are loving. So with this clarity, the eternal invisible actors can come on the stage and go through every scene in the drama with full understanding, with full clarity, that it is all just an entertainment and every scene in the drama is equally good to any other. These souls that use this perspective, the perspective of the director, the perspective of soul consciousness, are the ones that can do what Baba asks. They can have yoga with Baba while they are on the stage, because while playing, they know that every scene is temporary. What is present the next minute is past, and what was future the next minute is present. They also understand the significance of the scenes of confluence age. And although they're also part of the drama, but this is the time that God himself, sweet Baba, plays his role on the stage. And Papa's role is to awaken everyone. The ones who are able to hold in their intellect the full picture, Papa's perspective, the perspective of soul consciousness, while they are on the stage. The ones who can know the drama as a drama, as a story, not as the real world. And that all scenes are equally good and allow them to unfold without creating feelings based on them. They are the ones who can help Baba in this task of awakening others, because only someone who is awake himself can awaken others. So the ultimate knowledge that one can have is in confluence age, when the seed of the whole tree, who knows everything, shares his knowledge the knowledge of the drama. So that one can remain free. Because if we understand that the drama is a game, and it's temporary, and it's a place of visit, it's not the eternal world where the actors belong, and there is a feeling of lightness. It's an authentic lightness, freedom. And in this space, the best comes out from the awake actor. And it is these souls that know the drama is drama, and the home that can have accurate yoga while on the stage, can stay connected with the security of the home and the sweetness of the relationships with Baba. Because it is only the ones who are free, completely free from the game while they play, by remembering constantly that it is only a game, that can be karma yogis and can do the real service. Only a soul can speak to a soul through silence. Only an awakened soul can awaken others. So, understanding and experience the home, the drama, as they are. Is the ultimate knowledge. Om Shanti.